Teira Ard, Lech Lecha, page Yubay, second column, second paragraph. Dal Rebbe is explaining the union of Likari Shimcha Avram, maybe Avraham. He says, Mila, the purpose of Mila is because Hashem created a person imperfect, he has to perfect himself. So he says, what's the connection? He starts explaining, Machadish Betuvi B'choyim Tavim Maisi B'reishis, Hashem constantly renews Yeshmiyayim. In order for Yeshmiyayim to happen, something from nothing, there has to be this parsa. There has to be this curtain, like it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, there was the parsa that separated the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. And then he started to explain there's different levels of Havdalah. There's Havdalah between Kodesh L'Kodesh, there's Havdalah between Kodesh and Chol, and so on and so forth. Okay, so now he says, I mean, you're based second column. V'inei b'b'chin is Chol Zeh. This level of Chol, of weekday, that is separated from Kedusha, Yesh Beis Bechinas, there's two levels in Chol. What does that mean? There's Chol Gomer. Complete Chol, Hayechel is the Nega. The Kodala, Elokodala, Lakaya. There's a level of Chol, which is a little bit of Kedusha, like Klipas Nega. They don't deny Hashem. They say God is the God of the gods. But he's still, he's still God. And the second level is Chulun, Shenas Al Tadas HaKadosh, which is called Chol Shomayit. The Gemara says there was like a truma, hegdish, you're not allowed to eat if you're tummy. Chulin, meaning everyday food, even if it's tummy, you could eat it. If you're tummy, you could eat it, it's no problem. You can eat it. But there are certain people that only ate chulin al taras hakodesh. They only ate chulin like kodesh, meaning only if it was tahar, only if they were tahar, and the whole thing. So that's a level of chol, but it's a chol that's connected more to Kedusha. It's al taras HaKadosh. It's on the purity of Kadosh. So there's chol, like a regular weekday, and then you have chol amayit. Chol amayit is not Yom Tov, it's chol. But it's still the level, in fact, even when you make Avdolah at the Mitzvah Yom Tov, chol amayit, you say, Amavdu ben Kadosh al chol. It's still chol. But it's Chol HaMoed, it's more Kedusha than a regular weekday. Haynu, shenim shehorim Kedusha b'chinas bitul. Gam b'hachol, that means a level of Kedusha. It comes in even to the weekday things. K'mei adei shmir or Shabbos. Just by keeping Shabbos properly, yeshaorim b'sheshes k'mei hachol b'chinas Kedusha se Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos is to bring Kedusha of Shabbos into the rest of the week. So if you keep Shabbos properly, then there's Kedusha of Shabbos. Like every day is the love of Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi, Gilmo Yomim Arishenim M'Shabbos Avra. Like we learned, the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are connected to the Shabbos before. That's why you're allowed to make Avdolah through Tuesday. V'Gilmo Yomim Achreinim M'Shabbos. And the last 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, when you start saying the small, L'chunaranenom, this comes to the Yidden in the 6 days of the weekday, Mikdusha Shabbos. That everything a Jew does during the week is chol and shenas al tadas hakodesh. It's like a person lives a whole week for Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch brings down, how do you keep Shabbos a whole week? So the Ramban says, by mentioning the word Shabbos in the Yom. But the Gemara, it says, the difference between Shammai and Hillel. When Shammai found something nice during the week, he put it away for Shabbos. He found something better, he ate up that and kept that. So the whole week, he was living Shabbos. Remember we had a guy here in the show, 3 days to Shabbos, 4 days to Shabbos, remember him? Anyway, so he says, well, then, Naman, this is what the Pasuk says. Sheish es yomim tasim asecha. 6 days you should do your work. Tarachli es sheish es meyachol dafka. And it has to dafka be the yemei amaisa through helem amasach. It has to be a curtain. In other words, in order for chol, weekdays, to exist, there has to be a curtain. Because if the Kedusha is revealed like on Shabbos, then it's not Chol, then it's Shabbos. In order for Chol to exist, to weekday mundane to exist, there has to be a concept of a curtain. Shim loikin are your bottle mamish. Kvay inyan tefillah shmoneser. Like the inyan of shmoneser. Bishtachava. In bowing. Okay? Ukamei shiyev shilohodim yad lefnei hamelech. Just think, you're in the presence of the king, you're not allowed to move at all. Like it says, man de machve b'mocha kamimalka, anybody who makes any movement in front of a king is chayiv misa. So therefore he says like this, Shabbos, and that's why, by the way, davening, which is bittul, shmoneser, which is bittul, you stand, don't move, no, nothing. It's complete bittul to Hashem. That's the level of Kedusha of Chol, which is the level of Shabbos. We learned, Alter Rebbe says in other Maimorim, that the level of Shabbos during the week is davening. Why is davening Shabbos? Because Shabbos is Kedusha, Bittul, right? The feeling of Kedusha. When a person davens the Shmoneseri, he's standing with complete Bittul. So that's the level of Shabbos. So he says, if there wouldn't be a curtain, the only thing that would happen is you'd have Shabbos the whole week, and that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants Sheishis Yamim Tasim Asecha. 6 days you should create, you should work.
Is there a difference between Shabbat A and Shabbat B?
Shabbos A and Shabbos B? What do you mean?
This Shabbos versus the Shabbos.
No, it's all the same level of Kedusha.
So what does it mean that the first 3 days gets it?
Yeah, but in the weekday aspect, is getting its Kedusha from Shabbos. Shabbos, me name is Baruch Hu Kol Yom. Shabbos blesses the entire week. Now, what do you mean Shabbos blesses the entire week? The Kedusha of Shabbos is felt officially during the week. And then the next one is preparation for Shabbos. And then again, we look, there's two aspects of Shabbos. The Shabbos that it's the end of the week, it blesses the next week and it elevates the previous week. And then you have Shabbos as the middle of the week, 3 days before, 3 days after. But every Shabbos...
Kedusha of the two Shabbos are the same.
The same.
Well, if you have a Shabbos that is a Moed, is a higher level of Kedusha.
Yeah, because then you got the Kedusha of Yom Tov and the Kedusha of Shabbos. But if it's a regular Shabbos, seemingly it's the same Kedusha. Even in Shabbos itself, there's three levels. Three levels of Kedusha in Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos to Mincha. The holiest time of Mincha, Raivin the Chol Raivin, is Shabbos to Mincha. Shabbos Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos. It's even a higher level. And even in Yom Kippur, you have five levels. That's why, if you notice, Friday night in the Shmoneser we say V'yanuchu va Kol Yisrael Mekatzi Shmecha. Shabbos Shachris and Musa we say V'yanuchu vay, and by Mincha we say V'yanuchu vam. Shabbos is Kodshecha V'yanuchu vam. Therefore, if you look even before Kiddush Friday night, before Kiddush Shabbos morning, and then by Shalashudis, you have. Thank you. Friday night, right before Kiddush, right after Eshes Chayil, yeah, he says, "Doi sudasa, the chakal tapuchin kaddishin." Friday night is the meal of the holy apple orchard. Then we say, "Doi sudasa," when we say "skid," the chakal tapuchin kaddishin. Uze'er Ampin, Vatika Kadisha. Yeah, in that order. Shabbos morning, Kiddush. Do you say Shabbos morning? Doi Sudasa, Datiko Kadisha. Friday night is Chakal Tapuch and Kadisha. Shabbos morning, Datika Kadisha. Therefore, in what you say before Kiddush Shabbos morning, you say Askinu Sudasa Doi Sudasa Datika Kadisha, then Chakal Tapuch and Kadisha, then Ze'er Ampin. Beishalosh Shudis before Bnei Chola, you say Doisidasa, the Zed Anpin, Atika Kadisha, Chakata Puchen Kadisha. Each one of them is a different order. Okay? Why? Because each level of Shabbos is different. Basically, Shabbos has all three levels. Atika Kadisha, Chakata Puchen Kadisha, and Zed Anpin. But every Friday night is one level, Shabbos morning a different level, and the next one is in a different level.
One comes down, then za. The other one is up, za, and lift.
Is that your problem? I don't have the problem.
So why is Shabbos happening in the holiest part of Shabbos?
Because it's the end of Shabbos. The Kedusha goes up. Shabbos day is higher than Friday night, and Shabbos afternoon is earlier than Shabbos morning.
Every Kedusha, at the very end, it's the highest?
Yeah, like the Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur is the highest. Okay, therefore, Chassidus in Kabbalah answer this with contradiction. One Gemara says that if the Jews will keep one Shabbos, Mashiach will come. Another Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, there are two Shabbos, Mashiach will come. So, is it one or two? So Chassidus explains, in each Shabbos, there are different levels. Two levels can be in one Shabbos, both levels. So it's one, if the Eden keep properly one Shabbos, but it's two levels of Shabbos, so it's like two Shabbos. What I'm just saying is there are different levels in all this stuff. So when you speak about Shabbos, Shabbos has different aspects. Shabbos elevates the previous week, Shabbos blesses the next week. My name is Baruch Kol Yemin. That's one aspect of Shabbos. The Shabbos is at the end of the week, elevates and blesses. Then you have Shabbos in the middle of the week, 3 days before, 3 days after. But in either way you're doing it, you bring down the Kedusha of Shabbos into the weekday. That's the purpose.
And day of Shabbos, within its day, it has different levels of Kedusha.
Erev Shabbos also does. L'mashal, Friday afternoon is no Tachnun. Friday morning, there is Tachnun. Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is already felt. Friday afternoon is already a little bit of Shabbos. Right? And the Friday morning is not. What?
When you say that if I do football, like it's masculine, isn't that going to refer to Zer Anki? And then you just said Zer Anki is. Why is it Bo, Ba, and Ba?
It's three levels of Shabbos. Atika Kadisha. That's all I can tell you. More than that, I haven't the faintest idea what I'm talking about. I'm sure it matches up.
At the era of Mashiach, when you say Shabbos afternoon, according to what you said now, which is the highest
level of Shabbos.
Level of Shabbos. So right now it should be the highest level.
It's Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon.
Yes, you're getting ready for Mashiach.
Right.
I mean, you don't come Shabbos morning, but we spoke Shabbos about what Arizal says in the year 5600. The heavens are going to open up, and the earth is opening up, and the Kedusha of Torah, the Kedusha of world. It's all preparation for Mashiach. And if you notice, that's 5500. Is Erev Shabbos after midday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, after midway between in Erev Shabbos itself, afternoon. Yeah? What's the middle point between 5500 and 6000? 5750.
Right.
Tavshin Nun. Yes?
Yes?
When did the Rebbe start this unbelievable Mashiach campaign? 5750. Just fact. That's when the Rebbe began to, you know. Right? Why 5750? That's already like Plaga Mincha. That's not actually Plaga Mincha, but it's already in the afternoon of Erev Shabbos, it's halfway even closer to Shabbos.
No Tachnun.
No Tachnun. Well, the way the world looks, you better be coming. Okay, anyway. Okay, Bemis Ksiv, it says in the Pasik, Yigia Kapecha Kiseichel. It says in the Pasik, in Tilim, Yigia Kapecha, the work of your hands, you will eat. What does that mean? Aidei lamites malachas. Through the 39 forbidden works in Shabbos. Hazarei v'achesh v'akeitzim, planting, threshing, plowing, and harvesting. You bring down the new level of avaya. V'sav is davar chodesh, and this new thing of the parsom. Liyazam chadish v'tuvay. Ma'isa bereishis dafka v'zah shebaru l'kim la'aseis. In other words, what is the avaid of the Jew in the 6 days of creation? Ashebaru elokim. The purpose of creation is la'aseis, for us to fix the world, like again, the concept of bris milah, imperfect becoming perfect, the beans that you have to cook, like you explained before, because that avoda of the Jew is to bring kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of creation. And what's the chiddush? The new revelation of God is when there's a parsa, like we learned. If the light is just going, it's the same light a little bit less. When you have a parsa, you create this separation. So then, you're creating a new chiddush. It's a new level of kedusha. And he says, "To me, since arich tikkun lahap, because these, it's actually a type of legume that's bitter, and you can't eat it. You have to cook it, and by cooking it, it becomes sweeter." So he says, "Because that the termusin, whatever it is, think of a type of a legume bean that's bitter." He said, "Lahap achmirid lemiska." To transform bitterness to sweetness, how would it mean? The Gemara says another strange statement. Sometimes the Gemara says doozers, that like you think, I need the brilliant guys of the Gemara to tell me this. The Gemara says, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, if you work Erev Shabbos, Yechol B'Shabbos, you'll eat on Shabbos. Simply it means, you want to have food on Shabbos, you have to cook on Friday. You don't cook, you don't make an effort, and Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have food, right? Brilliant. I mean, duh. I need a Gemara to tell me if you don't cook, you're not going to have food. Didn't have takeouts in those days. Chassidus explain what the Gemara is saying is, Misha Tarech Be'erev Shabbos means, when you make the effort in the weekdays, Erev Shabbos means the entire week, you prepare yourself by elevating the sparks of Kedusha. In the Gashmistika world, you actually create in the world, dealing with the world, then you'll have the revelation of Shabbos. It's not telling me a thing, you need to cook in order to eat. I know that. The Gemara is saying, if you want to have proper Shabbos, meaning you want to have the proper Kiddush of Shabbos coming into the weekday, it has to be the Avod of the Sheishis Yom Tasa Melachtecha. And therefore, it's interesting. In Sifri, it says, and the pasuk in the Aser Sedibris, Sheishis Yamim Ta'asa Melachtecha. Simply, when you learn it, it means 6 days you're allowed to work, and Shabbos you're not allowed to work. The Sifri says no. Sheishis Yamim Ta'asa Melachtecha Zu Mitzvah Saseh. The Sifri says the inyan that you have to work 6 days is not that you're allowed to work. Tasim alach tech mean you have to work. What does it mean you have to work? I want to retire. It means that the spiritual malacha, by elevating the world, sheishis yamim tasim alach tech, Hashem says you're avoided during the week is dafka not to have Shabbos the whole week. You're not allowed to have Shabbos the whole week. You have to have tasim, you need to have the lamites malachas. Because you need to elevate the plowing and the planting and the harvesting and the baking and the cooking, and you need to elevate it. She is ala kobachin Shabbos, because Shabbos is the level of menucha and the level of bittul k'meish menesri. The efsheli is kula Shabbos. You can't have everything Shabbos. That's the era of Mashiach, by the way. The era of Mashiach was everything is refined. There's no more melacha necessary. There's no more avoda to elevate the world because the whole world is Shabbos. But now, the 6,000 years of creation are the 6 days of the week that the Jews avoda in the time of Golus is to be able to eat on Shabbos, meaning to have the level of Shabbos.
So the guy who doesn't say Abdallah till Tuesday is doing it wrong.
Well, it's only B'diavet. It's only if you have no choice. For instance, sometimes if Tisha B'Av is Sunday, right, many years, this year, by the way, this coming year, Tisha B'Av is Sunday, so you can't make Avdolah Saturday night because it's Tisha B'Av, so you make Avdolah Sunday night. But the reason why you're not L'chatchila, I can't say, okay, you know what, I'm too bored, I have to go eat pizza, I want to go make Avdolah Tuesday night, then you're not allowed to do that. You could extend the Shabbos until Tuesday. It's not a good idea. No. In fact, your song of Anim Zmiris, yeah, when the Rebbe taught that nigun in Simchas Torah, I wasn't there. I was a kid. I was in Chicago still. But the Rebbe told the story that the people came back the next day after Yom Kippur. They came back to Shul Teshachris, and there's still a Jew still davening Yom Kippur davening. Singing the song Anim Zmiris. Because the Rebbe spoke about this Jew bringing Yom Kippur. But normally, you don't do that. Because Hashem wants the Aved of the weekday. Hashem wants the Aved of the weekday. And he says, and this fixing, meaning of dealing with world, elevating world, is a level of Ad Hamila. At the level of Bris Mila. Because he asked the question, why did Hashem make he could have made us circumcised. Which is a reishis agilu yesh miyayin. Shehu mokar ashpo nikr b'shem av. V'chim in Zrom akol goyim m'nei shoya hoya yedei mosach. In other words, like this. Before Avram had the Bris, he was called Avram. He had the bris, he was called Avraham. Hav Hamayim Goyim. It means, before the bris, when Avraham Avinu still had the Arla, the foreskin, that covered the level of Kedusha, right? The level of Kedusha. So then, it was only Avraham. It was like through a Masach and all that. He became Avraham. He revealed, he took off the covering. So then it was Hav Amayin Goyim, not only Avram, but Hav Amayin Goyim, he was able to create a greater level of Kedusha into the world.
What is the difference between Ram and
Hamor? 1 second. And that's why, by the way, it says in the Torah you have to do a bris. It doesn't say where. Nowhere in Chumash does it say you have to do a bris in the place where we do the bris. Maybe it was the nose. Yeah, you have a nose. Everybody have a nose job.
That is the only place that has priyag.
But Dumar says maybe you have to cut a finger. Maybe me cutting the nails. Maybe. Dumar says because it says Arel Zachar. Arel Zachar literally means uncircumcised male. So Dumar says from there you learn out that the place of an Arel is what makes him a Zachar. But another interesting point is. The ultimate, like the Rebbe says, the first mitzvah in the Torah is pruvu, fruitful, multiply. Spiritually, it means making more Jews, meaning making more Yidden aware of Yiddishkeit. That's why, what's the whole union of Bris Mila? Uncovering the foreskin. Where is that? In the level that does pruvu. Pruvu means umilu esa'aris echivshua. Be fruitful, multiply, and conquer the land, conquer the earth. That's what Hashem does. Pruvu umila sadetz. That means the purpose, spiritually speaking, the purpose of the concept of pruvu is a Jew should conquer the world, make olam helam concealment into a revelation of alokus. Vayikra sham b'shem Hashem kel olam. That world and God is the same thing. Yeah. What blocks it? The arlan, the foreskins, that's the covering. So therefore, the covering is in the place of pruvu, because the whole aveda of the Jew is to remove that covering and reveal godliness into the world. Pruvu, be fruitful, multiply. Make the world a place of God. Avram means, like we said last night, Avram is chochma stima. Avram was Avinu, it was the level of chochma of kesed. But it wasn't hashpon to world yet. It wasn't hashpah into the world because there was an arla blocking it. Then he became Av Hamayin Goyim. then he became associated with all the rest of the world. You know, huh? Multitude of nations. Av Hamayim Goyim, he became the father of the multitude of nations. That means now his Ashpa wasn't only himself in the level of Sosum, concealment. Now he was able to be Mashpi into the world. Okay. Amila Nikir Avram. Av Hamayim Goyim Lahaytiv is Kalas Nitzutzis. To make the general concept of Nitzis is the sparks, the Esahara Begili Gomor. To make the revelation to such an extent, Achi is God of Anitzis, that the spark, it was called Kirav Amor al Anitzis, or Anitzis al Amor, meaning bringing the source of revelation to the spark, and the spark to the source of light. To bring him Tachas Kamfei Ashchina. Aide Milom. Kimila is a level of mol. The word mila, mem yud lamed hey, is two words, mol yud ke, which is chachma bina. Mal means is galus, revealing. It's like it says, meloshim memalala. Targum says on the word dibur memalala, which is the root of mol. Mal in Aramaic means to reveal. Okay? So he says, what does the word Mila mean? Mal, reveal, yud kei. Without the bris, there's a covering. You can't reveal Alukus into the world because there's a masach, there's a cover. The Avei, the bris Mila is Mal, yud kei, to reveal the level of yud kei into the world. And he says, from the level of Chochmah, to come out into Peil, or from Helam to Gilui, Lochein La'ot, to love him, and it says, Epech Alam Safar Brura, it's Evero Kobasi Yachtiv Kibi Hashem Dibur, the whole world will see Alukus. Why Gilui B'chin is Dibur, is Galus Alukus, is Galus Chochmah. Then the world will have the level of Mashiach. Then there won't be any more concealments, there won't be any more Hamavdul bin Kurdish L'chil. Chol is going to be Kurdish. Umala orders Deus Hashem. So that's the whole Avodah of Golus. What? Again, Hamitz is going to exist then or not, I don't know.
Everybody's born without the bed.
I won't lift this tape.